Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Compliance Week News Podcast. I'm Joe Mont, staff writer at Compliance Week, and we'll be taking a look today at the ways bribery can damage a company, including hits to its brand and reputation, relations with regulators, and, often easy to overlook but just as important, employee morale. It is estimated that upwards of $1 trillion in bribes are exchanged each year. The benefits a company can reap from under-the-table payments are fairly obvious. Permits are expedited, lucrative government contracts secured, and wheels are greased for expansion plans. Less obvious is the downside, and that's where George Serafim's research comes in. An assistant professor of business administration in the Accounting and Management Unit at Harvard Business School, he has studied the ill effects of bribery and what factors mitigate them or make them worse. We asked about what drew him to this particular topic and how the effect of bribery on an organization can differ.
You know, most people would say there are clear benefits, but the costs are less clear when it comes to the firm. So in this study, what I try to do is I try to take a step back and say, okay, but like when this happens and this is detected inside an organization, then what are the costs to that organization?
Serafim breaks the ill effects of bribery on a company down into four categories.
Not all detections of bribery and not all bribery cases are the same. Some bribery cases are initiated by a senior executive. Some others are initiated by lower level people in the organization, by lower level employees. Some bribery cases are detected by the internal control systems of the firm. Some are detected by regulators or the media. Again, the implications are probably not the same. And then how the organization responds after the detection probably makes a difference as well, right? Do they fire that employee? Or if it's an outside party, do they cease the existence of business relations with them? Do they inform regulators? Maybe they don't. Do they follow up with legal actions, or maybe they don't? So trying to understand who initiated the bribery case, who initiated the bribery scheme, how the organization detected that bribery incident, and then how the organization responded to the bribery incident, I think it makes a lot of difference in terms of like what is the impact on the organization going to be. I try to understand four things in terms of like impact on the competitiveness of the corporation. One was around kind of like what is the effect on employee morale and employee engagement. I'm sure that organizations that have experienced bribery cases and those cases have been detected, then the climate inside the company is not the best, right? There is a lot of anxiety that's created and a lot of disruption due to the investigation and just people not feeling proud about what the organization has been engaged in. And then I looked also at what is the impact on regulatory relations. Probably regulators are not very happy with what happened. Also, what is the impact on business relations? Many customers and suppliers are probably not very happy about it. The most obvious cases of those things are actually large multinational corporations when they find local partners being engaged in this type of behavior. They are not very happy about it because it actually affects their reputation directly. And the fourth thing that I looked was actually impact on reputation, on corporate reputation. The media quickly picks up such cases, and that can be very damaging to the general reputation of the organization. So my motivation and where I took the research was try to say, okay, not all bribery cases are the same. Then I will evaluate who initiated the bribery case, how it was detected, how the organization responded, and then try to link those dimensions to the four competitiveness factors, corporate competitiveness factors, in terms of employee morale, corporate reputation, quality of business relations, and quality of regulatory relations.
How important are internal controls in lessening the bribery hangover?
actually bribery cases that have been detected by the internal control systems of the firm and not by outside parties like the media or regulators. Those bribery cases tend to have a less significant impact on the competitiveness of the corporation in terms of like regulatory relations and business relations. The rationale for that is that actually the organization is showing that it has the ability to detect behavior that is not consistent with the values of the organization, and that the organization is showing that it's determined to restrict such behavior. When something is detected by the, let's say, regulators or law enforcement or the media, it means that the organization is doing something that the law prohibits, and at the same time is not even able or willing to detect such behavior. As a result, investing in internal control systems seems to be a credible signal that the organization is not going to accept such behavior from its employees or its partners.
Seraphim notes that who initiates a bribe certainly matters a lot.
If a senior executive is the person that initiated the bribery scheme, then this will have a greater impact on the competitiveness of the corporation. So senior leadership, for small bribes or for larger bribes, they will be held accountable, and the organization is going to be punished more severely for engaging in this type of behavior.
A swift and bold reaction to the discovery of a bribe can be the most effective means of calming internal anxieties.
The thing that I find being the most effective at mitigating the negative impact on the competitiveness of the corporation is actually firing the employee that initiated this behavior or seizing relations with those outside parties. I find that this seems to be the most effective way of mitigating the negative impact. That makes sense, because actually what this does is it shows that the organization has really zero tolerance towards that type of behavior. What is interesting, though, is that what I find in the data is the fact that not all organizations actually fire their employees that initiated bribery or seize business relations with outside partners. I believe I find that in internal initiated cases where the initiator is the employee, I find about 80% of the organizations fired that person. And in terms of like externally initiated bribery cases, where let's say a supplier started the bribery scheme or an agent of the firm, only in 50% of the cases organizations seize business relations.
Lastly, Seraphim noted that how bribery affects employee morale can often vary by country and culture.
What power distance is the ability of lower level employees to question practices and decisions that senior executives take. And countries differ dramatically in terms of like what's the propensity of people of doing that. And what I found in the research is that actually when you go to countries where senior executive decisions are legitimized in the eyes of the employees, then in those countries, if the senior executive actually initiated the bribe, that has a lower impact on the competitiveness of the corporation, because employees are less likely to question that type of behavior, right? Also, some other things that we find is that in countries with very weak regulatory enforcement, the importance of internal control systems actually declines. So whether this was detected by the media or by internal control systems, it doesn't matter as much. Well, it matters a lot in countries where you have stronger regulatory enforcement. So the findings differ across a number of dimensions. And while you can make some global conclusions, it's a much more effective approach to say that in order to better understand what are the costs of bribery, I need to follow a customized local approach that deeply understands the institutions that I'm operating in.
That was George Serafame, Assistant Professor of Business Administration in the Accounting and Management Unit at Harvard Business School. He spoke to us about his ongoing research on the damaging effect bribery can have internally and externally for a company. That's all for this week's podcast. I'm Joe Mott, staff writer at Compliance Week. Thank you for listening, and I hope you join us again next time.